You're listening to In Concert on BBC Radio 3. I'm Nicola Haywood-Thomas with the Halle Orchestra in Nottingham's Royal Concert Hall, built in 1982 next to the Victorian Theatre Royal in the centre of the city. Well, I hope the music we've just heard has whetted your appetite for what's to come. In the second half, we've two works by French composers. Ravel's choreographic poem for orchestra, La Valse, ends tonight's performance. But before that, we've Debussy's Nocturne. Three pieces, originally conceived as works for the Belgian virtuoso violinist Eugène Ysaÿe and orchestra. Well, during the 2 years Debussy worked on the Nocturne, he abandoned the idea of a solo violin, but stuck to his original intention of musically exploring the blue-grey shades of twilight. It's made up of three movements, Nuage, Fête, and finally Sirène, or Sirens, which includes a wordless female chorus. During rehearsals this afternoon, I asked the Halle's music director, tonight's conductor, Sir Mark Elder, how he brings out Debussy's orchestral colours.
Well, I cajole them, I insist, I go on and on at them, until they make a sound that seems to reflect the way an artist's brush brushes on the canvas. It's very rare. Sometimes you need to do very strong attacks in Debussy, but often you need to brush the sound, yeah, in order to create all the different colours. I love every note that he wrote. I think he's a great, great composer. But his idiom is very separate from anybody else. It's very different from Ravel. And you have to get the orchestra to listen to each other with incredible attention to the detail, and to judge how much you need to play by listening to what else is going on. And you can't do that quickly. That comes over years. Thinking about it now, what is this as opposed to the last piece we played? That is a very specific part of getting an ensemble to be moving, if I can put it that way, to move people. And really, the best music making is done here through the ears rather than through the eyes.
Sir Mark Elder, and he now returns to conduct the Halle Orchestra with its leader Lynn Fletcher in Debussy's Nocturne.